Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
It's been reportedly 8.5 years since my next guest embarked on a journey to bring truth to film with biblical and historical accuracy, outlining, proclaiming, and defending Israel's right to the land God gave, and the rich heritage we all have as followers of Yeshua, Christ Jesus, our Messiah. In 2020, at an NRB exclusive, director, producer, and executive producer of his outstanding Why Stand With Israel documentary stood out for many reasons. One, the filmmaker's knowledge and passion for the facts. Two, his unrelenting drive to succeed in completing a project like no other. And three, his humility and grace in delivering the visage of what audiences around the world would soon see. In short, a power-packed documentary designed to educate, illuminate, and motivate a worldwide movement in support of Israel and her people. With expert guests weighing in, many of whom Testimony has had the privilege of interviewing over the years, Why Stand With Israel stands alone in impact, storytelling, and the grandeur and beauty that only Israel can provide. And now you, the listening audience, finally have a chance to view the same. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always a joy and honor indeed, founder and CEO of Hope Media, LLC, executive producer, and director of Why Stand With Israel, please welcome Brian Sanders. Brian, sir, welcome back to Testimony.
Oh, thank you so much, Jensine. It is an honor and a privilege to be back on your program, and always great to speak with my good friend.
Well, it's great to have you. First of all, I have to say what a great, impactful, and powerful display of knowledge on screen, outlining not only the history of Israel, but current events leading up to the horrific mass killing of innocent Israeli men, women, and children by Hamas terrorists, October 7th, 2023, and the subsequent worldwide anti-Semitic protests we are seeing on college campuses today because of it, and in nearly every venue of protest can be made, and unjustly so, in my view. That said, first question, your thoughts on the timing and release of Why Stand With Israel after 8.5 years, as I understand it, to bring it to completion. Do you see this, Brian Sanders, as God's timing for such a time as this? Your thoughts?
Absolutely. If you were to ask me, Jensine, 8.5 years ago when God gave me this mandate to educate and inspire His global church to live out their biblical responsibility to stand with Israel, that our film would come out now in a time of war and a time where Israel needs as much support and prayers from the global church, I would have probably never believed it. But, you know, we all know that God's timing is perfect. And if I can tell a brief little story, you and your audience have probably heard, if you ever want to question or ask God about His sense of humor, just tell Him your plan. And, you know, throughout the years, I would say, Lord, is this the year? Will this be the year our film comes out? And then in 2018, it was Israel's 70th anniversary birthday. And I said, Lord, you know, not that you need any help, but, you know, this would be a really good time for our film to come out. And the Lord would always say the same thing. Do you trust me? Last year, same exact question I would ask Him, and I'd get the same response. Do you trust me? And that was during Israel's 75th anniversary. And now this year, we just celebrated yesterday the 76th anniversary. And so, yeah, for such a time as this, I'm really marveling at God's perfect timing. He is completely faithful. And when I said yes to this project 8.5 years ago, the Lord gave me a scripture and continually encouraged me and remind me of what he said to me in 1 Samuel 15:22. And that is, obedience is better than sacrifice, than to heed the fat of rain. And I pray that as an encouragement to others that are listening also, for some of the things they've been praying for. They've been waiting on God to respond and answer. And, you know, even though it was only 8.5 years, I really have nothing to complain about, because if you think about in scripture, how the Israelites wandered in the desert for 40 years. I mean, mine was just 8.5 years compared to what they were waiting on God's promises. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all know God is faithful. God is faithful. His timing is perfect. And I would have never thought, you know, in a time of war or in a time when Israel needed the most, even though God used other friends and people that I know and said, surely God has the perfect timing. There's got to be a time when he really needs this film to come out. And look at God. It's now out after 8.5 years, all for the glory of his name, that I pray our audience would see God's heart on display when they see our film. This is a film that shows God's unconditional love and his promises to the Jewish people, his first betrothed bride. We in the church, we are called the bride of Christ. But he actually betrothed himself to a people before we came into the picture, before he sent this on, and that was the Jewish people. And he clarifies that in Isaiah 54:5, where he's talking to his people, the Jewish people, his chosen people, and he says, for your maker will be your husband. So right there is proof that God has betrothed himself, and he has chosen them as a bride, just as we are the bride of Christ. We have more things in common with the Jewish people than most really would probably know. But this is the only people group and nation on planet Earth that God made an everlasting covenant with. And us, the church, Christians, we're only part of that because of Yeshua, Jesus, because we have been grafted in, according to what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 11. And I truly hope that the church would see that. They're going to hear scripture, they're going to see scripture on the screen, and that's all going to be pointed back to God's word and his heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Brian Sanders, director of his just-released Why Stand with Israel. Brian, you are a Gentile with the heart of a Jew, a born-again Jew, that is. Tell us how that came to be, your own story of faith and belief in Yeshua, and the five beautiful children you are raising with one amazing bride named Ray Ellen. Before we delve further, please tell us that story.
Well, you're absolutely right. My wife is amazing. She's a true gift and treasure from God. You know, when I read Proverbs 31, I truly see my wife, and the Lord truly gave me an amazing Proverbs 31 treasure of a wife. She is amazing. And, you know, I believe I got a double portion of grace, because that is her middle name. And she clearly shows a lot of grace to me and to everyone. She truly is an amazing gift. And I have five incredible kids and just blessed to be called dad. That's probably one of the best titles that anyone can give me. I'm not a person that really craves titles, but being a child of the King of Kings, a child of God, and husband to my amazing wife, Ray Ellen, and dad to these five incredible kids God has given me, which, as scripture says, they are a heritage of the Lord. And I pray that will always be for the rest of their lives. So to answer your other question, it's a blessing to be part of God's full redemption plan. And when I say that, as Christians, we cannot fully grasp God's redemption plan without including the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Because Apostle Paul illustrates this beautiful illustration in Romans 11 of this olive tree, where the natural branches are the Jewish people, God's first choice, and us Christians, the church, Gentiles, the Gentile church, being this wild olive tree. And we are part of this family tree of God, his redemption plan of in the tree representing Israel, and that we came and were grafted in with them, with the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, into God's redemption family and plan. And so it's an honor to be a part of that. But I have to tell you a little testimony. I've been a believer in Jesus for over 30 years. And when I first started this project, about eight something years ago, I didn't realize I had a thing that's very common in the church. It's been around for centuries, and it's called replacement theology. And so when someone shared that with me, they said, you might have some replacement theology in you based on maybe my upbringing, and with no fault of my parents, of how they raised me. I have some anti-Semitism on where I lived in New Jersey, where I was raised and brought up, based in that area. But the notion of replacement theology is, most of your audience probably knows this, is that the church saw that God, they think that God replaced his first chosen people, the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, with us, the church. And that's what replacement theology is. It's an erroneous teaching that crept into the church like centuries ago. And we need to eradicate that thinking out of the church. And we talk about that in our film. And so when this good friend shared that with me, and I thought, actually, I didn't even know what it was, Jensen. I thought, replacement theology. Did I misquote scripture? Did I take it out of context? Did I add or subtract from God's word? No, it's what I shared before. It's literally having this belief that God replaced his covenantal people and land with us, the church. Now, when I think of Numbers 23:19, I mean, it says right there in scripture that God is not a man that should lie or change his mind. So where do we as Christians, or even my old self, I would say, where did I get off thinking that we are the new Israel? We are the new chosen people, and that God somehow replaced them, you know, disposed them and said, I'm going with this new people group because they accepted my son. Well, the Apostle Paul, Romans 11, exhorts us and says, as much as we have been grafted in, do not be arrogant. The Lord can actually regraft them back in. He didn't forsake them. He said he will regraft them back in. So we have to remember that. We have to remember that we were not God's first chosen people. We have been brought into this family of God because of his son, Yeshua, Jesus. And so to me, it's an honor to bless the Jewish people, to serve them in any way, and to continue to make these films, to continue educating and inspiring the global church to live out their biblical responsibility to stand with Israel and the Jewish people.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Brian Sanders, executive producer, and director of his long-awaited documentary, Why Stand with Israel? Brian, you've answered a couple of the questions that I already had for you, namely, Israel has just recently celebrated her 76th birthday as a free and independent nation, officially solidified on May 14th, 1948. But Israel has really been their own nation and people long before that. I think you've explained that in part.
That's right.
And also, you've talked about some of the things we will be learning in the documentary. What will the listener unlearn if this has been the case in Why Stand with Israel?
Unlearn. Okay. Well, we have to be mindful, I think, of our words. We know that in Genesis 12:3, it talks about the Lord says, I will bless those who bless thee. And he's talking about blessing Israel. And I will, and whoever curses you, curses Israel, I will curse. And through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So Dr. Wayne Hilsdon is in our film, and he has this incredible soundbite. I think it's just, it's kind of like the word and theme of the film, I think, where he says, if we love God and we love his word, we need to love everything that God loves and need to stand with everything that God loves. So if that is true that we say that, but on the other side of the coin, the other side of our mouth, we say, well, I'm just not sure about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel because of what they're doing with Palestine and the Palestinians and how they're treating them. And perhaps they're using that kind of ideology and thinking based on something they've learned maybe from the mainstream media that has superseded their biblical worldview. Well, in a sense, are you truly blessing the Jewish people and the nation of Israel if you're just not sure where you should stand with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel? If you're riding the fence on where you stand with them, I'm not saying that there's a repercussion or a curse on you, but that's not truly standing with God's word. That's not truly standing with his people that he's chosen and this nation that he says is mine. So I just want to share this as an encouragement to the body of Christ, that we have to be mindful of what we say. And even if we're still not sure based on our biblical worldview, if we put our biblical worldview as the priority or precedence on our thinking and how we live, if God stands with them and God loves them, it really just supersedes anything that we might think or justify. And so, you know, all I can say is I want to encourage the body of Christ, the church, to go back to God's word and just remember his covenant and his unconditional love for the people and nation that he says is mine. Some of the things that they may learn for the first time, not only that the United Nations is very anti-Semitic, but there's another international organization called the European Union, and how they're stealing land in Israel and they're giving it to the Palestinians. You're not going to hear this in the mainstream media. The mainstream media is I think, very biased. And we all have seen this probably since even COVID. It's just been more exposed, I think, since COVID. But they have a track record, the United Nations, the global media, and even the European Union, of coming against Israel and their bias towards God's people and land. And so you're going to see things like that that is not being talked about. They're going to hear things about what we call our maybe church fathers of Martin Luther. You know, Martin Luther, toward the end of his life, became very anti-Semitic. Things he said against the Jewish people, and how a book that he wrote called On the Jews and Their Lies inspired Adolf Hitler to write Mein Kampf. And we know what happened after that. And so I think the importance is, in our film is not just standing with Israel and the theme, why stand with Israel. We do it biblically, and we teach about and inspire what we need to do and rectify what's happened, what is going on geopolitically, and what happened historically. What have we done as Christians or in the church that we may need to rectify to stand more with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel? Well, we have a history in the global church of being very anti-Semitic and how we have persecuted the Jewish people. And another example is how silent we were during the Holocaust. You know, October 7th was like the Jewish people in the nation of Israel's 9/11 times 10. It was the most horrific, barbaric attack on God's people since the Holocaust. And yet the church was still silent. We were very silent during the Holocaust, and we can't afford to be silent against God's people and land in this hour. And so I just hope October 7th and this message would just inspire the church that we need to be standing with God's people on land, because it is our biblical responsibility as God has given us to stand with the Jewish people. Why? It's because he stands with them.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Brian Sanders, his riveting documentary, Why Stand with Israel. To this point and all that you've just reiterated, some of the expert guests you have weigh in are notably CBN's Chris Mitchell, who lives in Israel with real-time boots on the ground reporting, as can be seen on his weekly The Jerusalem Dateline show, as well as former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Dr. Jim Garlow, Paul Wilbur, and Jonathan Burness, just to name a few, plus wonderful endorsements, a mix of both Jew and Gentile, and all in biblical support of Israel and your Why Stand with Israel documentary. That said, talk about your gathering of information for Why Stand with Israel and why the, quote, naysayer can trust its content for biblical and historical accuracy.
That's a great question. We prayed about every topic, every angle, and every person that we asked the Lord for in our film. And so this is really not my film. It's really his film. And allowed me to be the steward to direct and produce this film. And so when we think of the name of the film, Why Stand with Israel, and the sub-theme is A Film to Change Hearts, it's the first of many films in our Why Stand with Israel film series. And so when we say a film to change hearts, we're really just looking at it from a perspective that we really want to inspire hearts. We want them to stand with God's people and his land. We want their hearts to be toward Jerusalem and Israel, the people and land he made an everlasting covenant with. Yes, we were blessed with all those people that you mentioned. We also have Dr. Michael Brown, Dr. Wayne Hilsden, Scott Volk, Sandra Toplinski, Dr. Victoria Servati, who is an amazing teacher, and others in our film. And so we looked at a perspective. Of course, the main thing is pointing back to Scripture. We have to get the biblical accuracy correct. you know, I've been in film and TV for about 30 years, and I'm a technical guy. But first of all, most of all, I'm a child of God. I would prefer to get the word of God 100% accurate than anything technical. Even though I love the technical aspect of it, to get it right with my God, my creator, my Lord and Savior, that's the main priority. And so we wanted to make sure everything was accurate according to scripture. But also we have to look at it when we think of a title that says, "Well, I stand with Israel." But what is going on in the world that we might need to correct or even raise these questions geopolitically, historically? What have we done as a church when it comes to standing with Israel or God's people? So if we look at the history of what we've done, the church has been anti-Semitic. They have persecuted the Jewish people. And what is going on the world stage that the church might need to get involved, or so to speak, the watchman on the wall who's praying day and night for God's people in the land of Israel? And so we share these things, like what we talked about earlier, how the EU is taking land and giving it to the Palestinians, where the global media is silent, the UN is turning a blind eye to. But anytime Israel sneezes the wrong way, there's a resolution. There's all these blemishes and all these attacks toward Israel and the Jewish people. And if we've been grafting in with our Jewish brothers and sisters, we cannot afford to be silent. We just can't be silent anymore. I mean, a family member, if they see somebody that in their family that's hurt or maybe is being picked on or being accused wrongly, they're going to naturally defend them. So if we hear these things in the media, we have to be standing up. If we're praying for Israel and praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and we're letting this just go by and turning a blind eye, we're no different than the UN and some of these other left-wing liberal causes like the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. We need to be standing up for our brothers and our Jewish brothers and sisters. And so we look at it from that perspective, and then we just pray that the facts that we present geopolitically, biblically, and historically would encourage the Christian that's watching our film to stand more with Israel. And if they're riding the fence, I pray that we would answer those questions that they have been riding the fence on, and that they would see God's heart in this matter and why he chose his beloved people and land and why we need to stand with them. Because if we're not standing with them, the honest thing, this might come across a little harsh, but we're not standing with Jesus then. Jesus was fully Jewish. This Amen. Is the people he was sent to. Jesus said, "I come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." You know, he didn't say America. He didn't say Palestine. He didn't say Rome or Vatican or Geneva, Switzerland. He said, "I come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And he even said, "Salvation comes from the Jews." He was talking about himself. Jesus was fully Jewish. His last name wasn't Christ. It's just a title, which means anointed one. And his Hebraic equivalent title is the Messiah. And so if he's the Holy One, the Anointed One, the Messiah of Israel, that was fully Jewish, and he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he celebrated all of his father's feasts, the biblical feast in Leviticus 23. He honored the Mosaic covenant. We need to be standing with his people, his brothers and sisters, his neighbors, and the land and the city that represents who he is. His name, the city of God, the city of the great king. We're talking about Jerusalem here. The city of the great king, that's Jesus' city, and the city that bears his name. So I pray that just that alone would inspire the body of Christ to be standing with Israel and no longer lie on the fence on where they stand with them.
So what you've just said to our listening audience, Brian Sanders, director of Why Stand With Israel, this documentary is actually a tool they can use to make the case for Israel's right to not only defend herself, but the Jewish heritage we all have as Christians, as believers in Yeshua. Okay, last question. How can our listeners listen, watch, and support your great and needed documentary, Why Stand With Israel, Pay It Forward, and encourage others to do the same?
Well, thank you, Jensen. It's been a privilege and honor to be on your program, and I'm happy to share that it's right now available on our website, whystandwithisrael.com. They can go to our website, and if they put a coupon code that we want to bless your audience and your followers because of all that you do to inspire and encourage people to stand for their biblical rights and encourage them in the kingdom and the promises of God, we want to give them 25% off our digital download of our film when they apply the coupon code testimony25. When they put testimony25, they'll automatically get 25% off, and it'll download to whatever device they're downloading it to, whether it's their computer, laptop, or phone, or any other device. And so, in honor of Israel's 76th birthday and all that you do to inspire the body of Christ, we just want to bless your audience. It's available at whystandwithisrael.com.
Well, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally recognized producer, executive producer, and director, founder and CEO of Hope Media, LLC, Brian Sanders, on his long-awaited and just released Why Stand With Israel, a documentary like no other for such a time as this, and powerfully so. You can learn more about Director Sanders' work, ministry, and mission by visiting whystandwithisrael.com and support his work, view his film, pay it forward, and then share with those who need to know the real truth about God's land, the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yeshua, our Messiah, and soon coming King. You will be blessed, equipped, and encouraged that you did. Director Sanders, Brian Sir, your humility, friendship, and professionalism have been a personal blessing. And your multiple award-winning Why Stand With Israel, a must-see and share, not only for the cause of Christ, but this nation, the nation of Israel and her people. The scriptures are clear. I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. May all the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob come upon you and your family for the sacrificial laboring of bringing to screen for all of us to see Why Stand With Israel, a beautiful and fact-based film that makes it clear and beautifully. So we thank you. God bless you. Much success. Shalom.
Thank you so much, Jency, for having the program. What an honor and privilege, and thank you for being an inspiration and blessing to the body of Christ. And may God continue to bless you for all that he's called you to do for his name's sake. Thank you once again, my dear friend. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Amen. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.